Welcome December and welcome Advent. This is the first Sunday in Advent, the season of anticipation. The word Advent is from the same root as adventure. Have you ever anticipated an adventure in your life that was so exciting that it consumed your thoughts and your sleep and your daily routine? Story time. I remember a long time ago when I was a little kid and the circus was going to come to my small town in Iowa. I would keep track on the calendar how many days until it arrived and we could go to the big top. And as the date got closer, I would have trouble sleeping. I would have anticipation of this wonderful thing that I would get to do and see. The day of arrival was usually a Saturday, as I remember, and kids of all ages would watch the train arrive and unload. And I'm not sure, but I think there were horses and at least one elephant. No lions or tigers or bears, oh my, but a zebra and a smelly camel. And lots of painted wagons and very exotic-looking people. After it was all set up, the audience would start to arrive for the evening performance, and I would hold my dad's hand so tightly. I could just anticipate the smells. Remember sawdust? It was everywhere. It would sometimes get in one of your shoes, and you'd have to sit down and take the shoe off to remove what felt like a huge piece of wood, but was really a tiny sliver. Maybe some of you remember eating candy apples. They had a red sugar coating on them, and it would turn your mouth, tongue, and teeth red as you licked it off. Now, the apples on the inside were never very good, as I recall, and I threw them away after I had consumed all the red candy. Then there was cotton candy. It would get all over your face, your shirt, sometimes in your hair, and the paper cone that it was spun on would get real sticky, and there was no place to wash your hands. Now, of course, the circus acts were spectacular. This was not the Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers three-ring event. No, we got the smaller ones with one ring under the big tent and wobbly bleachers. But what an experience of waiting with great anticipation. And Advent is the season of waiting also. We are anticipating the birth of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Long before the birth of Christ, December 25th was celebrated as the date of the Roman winter solstice, and a festival of tribute was held then to honor the god of a new life. The central theme of the festival was the rebirth of hope, and that's central to us today. I believe we all need the hope of Christmas in our lives. And to kids, Christmas means toys. To teens, it means vacation from school. To college students, it means seeing old friends again and getting together with them. And to us, it means the joy of family times. Maybe a meal together, grandchildren, a special church service, and the birth of our Savior. To some of us in this business, it means a servant's role to bring Christ to others. Thanks, Father Bruce and Catherine. We celebrate the event, the Advent wreath, with its circular shape as a symbol of eternal life. Four candles, one representing each week of the season, are arranged on the wreath. Several traditions can be found concerning colors and themes for the different weeks and their corresponding candles. The most common theme centers on the birth and the second coming of Christ for the first two candles. The third candle commonly represents John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the coming of Jesus. And the fourth often represents Mary, Jesus' mother. The tradition is the first three candles are most commonly purple or violet, as you see, and the last one is pink or rose to signify joy. And we at St. Cuthbert usually celebrate that Sunday as Rose Sunday and have lots of delicious treats to buy and eat. We choose to put a white candle in the center to be lit on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. As we read the Gospel of Matthew this morning, I'm thinking that people nowadays have more fears and probably worries because of all the news and don't know what to anticipate. As Christians, we know Jesus is coming back sometime, but we don't know when. And he warns us to watch for him. The passage reminds me to always be prepared for Christ's return, to be as Christ-like as I can, but that's hard sometimes. To anticipate his return to us, Jesus encourages us to spend our time wisely, doing his work on earth. There's nothing that we can do to earn God's forgiveness. We simply need to repent of our sins and receive his mercy, grace, and forgiveness. That message is so timely and timeless. God is all-powerful, and that truth brings comfort to me. Waiting for him makes him more important in my life. How about yours? Now, we've just gone through Thanksgiving, and we're anticipating our Christmas shopping list and cards to be sent out. And now we are invited to think about Advent and new beginnings. If that speaks of a different type of coming instead of the coming of the usual Christmas and its traditions, this first Sunday of Advent invites reflection on the eschatological idea of Christ's second coming. Now, that's a big word, and it took me 3 years to learn how to say it and what it means. And it means the part of theology concerned with death, judgment, and the final destiny of the soul and of humankind. Heavy, isn't it? I've been wanting to use that for a long time, and it means to me an uncomfortable story of end times, and I think I'll just leave that for somebody else to talk about. Do you remember the novel Left Behind? It came out in book late in December of 1995. And it was basically about the book of Revelation. The story takes place during the rapture. Millions of people suddenly vanish, and frantic survivors of the disappearances begin their search for their friends and families, as well as answers to what had happened. The tribulation theory is played out in a context around the theme of the rapture based on the first epistle to Thessalonians. That story means about the end times theme of the second coming. We cannot anticipate that time and date like we await the circus or whatever creates anticipation in your lives. We don't know. Jesus doesn't know. Only God knows. Hopefully, we are all children of the light of Christ. Anticipation? Yes. It's good to get excited about this time of the year. Let's be sure that what it is that we are anticipating. As for me, I wait to hear those wonderful words. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And you, what are you anticipating? May God bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, superficial relationships, so that you will live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice and oppression and exploitation of people, so that you will work for justice equality, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that you will reach out your hand to comfort them and change their pain into joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to think that you can make a difference in this world, so that you will do the things which others tell you cannot be done. Amen.